Welcome to this beginner Ableton Live 12 lesson on a classic jungle and old school drum and bass trick, the 808 tail pitch drop. This is one of those simple FX moves that can instantly make a track feel more ravey, more raw, and way more exciting. The basic idea is easy. You take a clean 808 style kick or sub hit, let the attack punch through, and then have the tail slide down in pitch as it plays out. That falling motion creates tension, movement, and that slightly unstable, old-school energy that works so well in jungle and D&B. Think of it as an accent, not a full bassline. It's there to mark a moment, a build, a turnaround, the end of an 8-bar phrase, the last beat before the drop, or a response to a snare fill. When you place it well, it sounds like a proper piece of arrangement glue, not just a random sound effect. First, load a clean 808 style source. You can use an 808 kick sample, a sub kick, or any sound with a solid front transient and a smooth low end tail. Keep it simple. The cleaner the source, the easier it is to control the pitch drop. If you're using drum rack, put it on its own pad so you can trigger and print it easily. Now open that sound in Simpler. If needed, use classic mode and make sure warp is off. That helps keep the low end clean and avoids weird time stretch artifacts. Set the start point near the beginning so the attack stays sharp. If the tail is too long, shorten it a little so the pitch movement is easier to hear. Here's the core move. Find the pitch envelope in Simpler and use it to make the sound start a bit higher, then fall down quickly. A good starting point is around plus 12 to plus 24 semitones for the pitch and the mount, with attack at zero. Decay somewhere around 120 to 300 milliseconds, sustain at zero, and a short release if you need it. If that sounds too extreme or too cartoonish, back it off. Try plus 7 to plus 12 semitones instead. If you want a more obvious old-school rave bend, push it harder. The trick is to make the pitch drop happen fast enough to feel exciting, but not so fast that it disappears. Once the pitch movement feels good, shape the tone with EQ8. If the sound is too thick or boxy, dip a little around 200 to 400 Hz. If the top end is too clicky, reduce a bit in the 2 to 5K Hz range. Usually you want to keep this effect fairly focused in the low end, because in D&B it has to live alongside busy drums and bass. Next, add saturator for weight and attitude. A small amount of drive, maybe 2 to 6 dB, can help the sound read better on smaller speakers and give it that rough underground edge. Turn soft clip on if needed, and trim the output so you don't overload the channel. This is one of the easiest ways to make the effect feel louder and more present without actually cranking the volume. If you want even more character, add auto filter. A low-pass filter works really well here. Set the cutoff somewhere around 120 to 300 Hz for a darker, more focused tail, and keep resonance low to moderate. You can automate the cutoff slightly so the tail feels like it's opening up or blooming as it drops. That little movement can make the sound feel much more musical. You can also automate the pitch envelope amount, the saturator drive, or the filter cutoff over the course of a build. For example, you might keep the first hit cleaner, then add a little more drive on the final repetition before the drop. Small changes like that go a long way in drum and bass, because one short sound can carry a lot of tension if it's placed well. Now think about where this effect belongs in the arrangement. A great beginner move is to place it on the last beat or last half bar before a drop. You can also use it at the end of an 8-bar drum build, under a snare roll, or as a call and response hit after a chopped break accent. In a jungle intro, it can sit under ambience and breakbeats, then slam into the first full bar of drums and bass. That creates a strong sense of arrival without needing a giant riser. Once you've got the sound working, print it. Resample it to a new audio track and record the effect. This makes arranging much easier, uses less CPU, and lets you chop, reverse, or repeat the hit more flexibly. Printed audio is also easier to nudge into the groove so it locks with the drums. If you want the classic jungle pull-in effect, try reversing the printed hit and placing it before the original. That can create a really cool old-school transition. You can also make a dry version, a distorted version, and a shorter version so you have options for different parts of the track. A few important beginner tips. Don't make the pitch movement too extreme unless you want it to sound very obvious. Don't overlayer it until the low end gets muddy. Keep it short and controlled. And keep the bass centered in mono so it translates well in clubs and on bigger systems. Also, tune the source to your track if you can. Even a simple 808 drop feels more intentional if the starting note relates to the key of the tune, especially the root or fifth, and check the sound at low volume. If it still reads quietly, it'll usually work much better everywhere else. If it disappears, add a touch more saturation or a second layer rather than just turning it up. Here's a simple practice exercise. Make three versions of the same 808 tail pitch effect. One clean version with just the pitch envelope, one ray version with a bit of saturation and filter movement, and one dark version with a shorter tail, less pitch range, and a tighter low-pass shape. Then place them into an 8-bar DNB phrase and listen to which one feels the most jungle, which one cuts through best, and which one supports the drop without cluttering the mix. The big idea here is simple. Use one sound to create motion, tension, and identity. That's a huge part of the jungle and old-school DNB language. If you can make one 808 pitch tail hit hard, you can start turning it into fills, turnarounds, and proper phrase markers all across your track. So keep it clean, keep it controlled, and keep it musical. Use Simpler's pitch envelope, shape it with EQ and saturation, place it where the arrangement needs a lift, and let that retro rave energy do its thing.